Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, November 4th, 2018. Today, in 2013, India launched the Mars Orbiter mission, its first interplanetary probe. Berlin continues to be the start-up capital, and this is not only shown by the recent announcement by Siemens to build an innovation campus. Though there are technically more companies in North Rhine-Westphalia, around 60% of German companies that are part of the DAX stock exchange index have so-called innovation laboratories in Berlin. This means that Berlin's young companies have more funding than anywhere else in Germany. According to several long-time studies by the Senate, 3 billion out of the 4 billion euros of Germany's venture capital have been invested here in 2017. Another result of the study is that Berlin startups are particularly strong in the areas of finance, mobility, security, and artificial intelligence. In terms of innovation, the city can keep pace with global competition. But according to Sascha Schubert of the Federal Association of German Startups, the conditions in Berlin are far from ideal. It is still difficult to attract non-European specialists to the city, not least because of bureaucratic hurdles. In addition, there are rising rents for office space, of which there are hardly any left in so-called attractive districts. And Schubert also finds it difficult to work together with the city as a customer. For example, the BVLG recently decided to set up its Berlkönig ride-sharing service with a U.S. company and not with one of the two Berlin startups from the same industry. Schubert is also skeptical whether the new Siemens Innovation Campus is also an opportunity for the Berlin startup scene. Large corporations would like to adorn themselves with the founder image without much being left for the young entrepreneurs in the end. In the first 9 months of this year, the Berlin police counted 105 offenses against homosexual and transgender people. These included 30 violent crimes and 75 other offenses. In the same period in 2017, there were 139 cases. What seems like a decline might not be one. Anna Griesbach-Burns, who is one of two contact persons for the LGBTQ community at the Berlin Police, explains that the numbers published on Friday do not yet contain all cases that have been reported. The Criminal Police Reporting Service has a large backlog of cases not included in the figures. In fact, despite the interim results, the police do not expect a decrease but, quote, unfortunately, an increase in the number of offenses. This could be because more crimes have been reported or because there have actually been more crimes committed. Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic spoke on Friday about an issue that, quote, we take very seriously. In addition, the police estimate that 80 to 90% of cases are not reported. For spokeswoman Griesbach-Burns, this might be related to prejudices against the police from the past. For decades, police persecuted homosexual men because of the former paragraph 175 of the Penal Code, which was only abolished in 1994, stating that homosexuality is a crime. Another possible reason is that many victims find the crime too minor or possibly think that the police will just do nothing. Jörg Steinert of the Lesben und Schwulenverband, or the Lesbian and Gay Association, encourages people to report crimes, no matter how small they seem, as, quote, every report helps to identify crime focal points. This is what makes it possible to initiate measures to prevent crimes. Nowadays, it can be easily done online. But even that can be an insurmountable hurdle for some. Jörg Steinert knows this from his work with the refugee community, stating that especially refugees are often very afraid to turn to the police, for in their home countries, it is often the police who persecute them because of their being homosexual or transgender, and do not protect them as it would actually be their job. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, is in favor of milder punishment for fare evaders. Mueller told the Tagesspiegel on Saturday that, quote, the effort of the prosecution authorities is in no reasonable proportion to the crime. Earlier, SPD Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel had already spoken out in favor of decriminalizing fare evasion, stating that a downgrading as an administrative offense would be appropriate. So far, the, quote, obtaining of benefits by fraud has been a criminal offense. According to the Internal Administration, the Berlin police processed 12,000 requests for punishment for notorious fare evaders last year. Passengers of the British airline EasyJet will soon be able to check in their luggage themselves at Tegel and Schönefeld after automated baggage machines are installed at both airports. EasyJet wants to speed up baggage handling in this way. When using the automatic system, passengers affix the luggage sticker themselves and put suitcases or bags on the conveyor belt. Supposedly, this is more efficient than conventional check-in at counters, according to EasyJet's European head, Thomas Hagensen. More passengers could be checked in at the same time, and such a facility already exists at London Gatwick Airport, where EasyJet employees are available nearby to help. The background to the plans may be that Tegel and Schönefeld airports are at the limit of their capacity. In Tegel a few weeks ago, there were severe delays in check-in. At the beginning of October, an X-ray machine had failed. A few days earlier, only a fraction of the counters at EasyJet had been staffed. And in the weeks before, there had already been numerous complaints about problems during check-in and after the landing of aircraft. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.